Nicodemus's fingers flexed into the shape of claws and then relaxed again. He pursed his lips. Interesting. Then the only question is if the contamination is among standing members of our order, or, he let the thought trail off and glanced at me, lifting an eyebrow. I followed the logic to the only other people in possession of any of the coins. Someone in the church, I whispered with a sick feeling in my stomach. Historically speaking, we get about half of the coins back that way, Nicodemus noted. What would you say if I told you that you and I might have a great many common interests in the future? I wouldn't say much of anything, I said. I'd be too busy laughing in your face. Nicodemus shook his head. Short-sighted. You can't afford that. Come with me for a week and see if you feel the same way when you're done. Even assuming I was stupid enough to go anywhere with you for an hour, much less a week, I saw how you treated Cassius. I'm not real eager to slide my nameplate onto his office door. He didn't adjust to the times, Nicodemus replied with a shrug. I wouldn't have been doing him any favors by coddling him. We live in a dangerous world, Dresden. One adapts and thrives, or one dies. Living on the largesse of others is nothing but parasitism. I respected Cassius too much to let him devolve to that. Gosh, you're chatty, I said. You were right. This is so much fun. It's almost like a horrible thought hit me. Nicodemus was many things, but he wasn't a fool. He knew I wasn't going to sign on for his team, not after the way he treated me the last time we'd met. He knew that nothing he said was going to sway me. I might have surprised him with that little nugget of information about Arctis Tor, but that could have been an act too. All in all, odds were high that this conversation was accomplishing absolutely nothing, and Nicodemus had to know that. So why was he having it? I asked myself. Because the goal of the conversation doesn't have anything to do with the subject or the context of the conversation, I answered. He wasn't here to talk to me about anything or convince me of anything. He wanted to talk to me and keep me here, which meant that something else was about to happen somewhere else. Wheels within wheels. My God, it was a metaphor. This conversation was a metaphor for the parley as a whole. Nicodemus hadn't come to talk to us about violations of the accords. He'd engineered the parley, and his motivation had nothing to do with subverting Marcone's talents to the service of a fallen angel. He was after bigger game. I whipped my staff toward Nicodemus, slamming my will through it in a surge of panicked realization, screaming,
Fusari!
As I did, unseen force lifted him from his feet and slammed him into one of the huge Corinthian columns like a cannonball. Stone shattered with a deafening crash like thunder, and a lot of rock started to fall. I didn't stick around to see how much. It wouldn't kill him. I only hoped it would slow him down enough for me to get to the others.
Kincaid!
I shouted as I ran. My voice boomed through the empty halls in the wake of the collapsing rubble.
Kincaid!
I knew I had only seconds before all hell broke loose.
Kincaid! Get the kid out of here!
I screamed.
They're coming for Ivy!